What's up, guys? Welcome to another edition of the Current Era Pod. I'm your host, Julian, and today we have another monster episode. Mondi joins me. We have like so many things to discuss. We talked to Jeffrey Dahmer, Netflix special, The Woman King with Viola Davis, Blade, so much MCU news, and just so much more, guys. A lot of great stuff in here. If you're new to the pod, hit that subscribe button. I do release content every Monday and Friday, and I believe that's it. Let's go ahead and get straight to the episode. Mondi.
Julia.
Hey. Got it all, baby. I got it all.
I dare you to release that.
You never know. I dare you. You never know when that boy hitting that record button.
I dare you to release what we just said. I dare you.
All right. I'll fucking do it. I'll fucking
do it. Just lost a demographic.
Mondi. All right, what's up? News, reviews, updates, tidbits, yes. Factoids.
Quite a few trailers. I know you love those.
Oh, that was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Not a lot of films.
It's good.
I've only got three on my list.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah.
All righty. Let's get to the trailers.
Let's do it. We're starting with trailers?
Yeah.
All right,
your favorite. Let's go. Your trailer for the Redeem Team documentary produced by LeBron and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
The 2008, I believe.
Yep, 2008. Team. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We got a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Can't wait, bro. Yeah. It comes out this Friday. I'm going to watch it immediately. I'm super excited for it. I mean, this was kind of right around the time where like I was taking basketball like really seriously. Like I'm talking about like watching it, mm-hmm, and consuming it. I remember like staying up late to watch these games and, watching them take home the gold. And of course the whole Kobe thing for me is just going to be different, but, I'm super excited for this, man. I can't wait.
Yeah. They seem to be focusing on Kobe, which I like a lot. He seemed to be like the centerpiece of the team.
Well, he was the guy on that team. He was the guy.
I like that. And it's from the same creators as the Last Dance, which you thought was really amazing, right?
Yeah. It was perfect. Okay. In my opinion. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. We have the first teaser to You, season 4, that has been released. Part 1 of the series will be released on February 10th on Netflix, and then part 2 will be released on March 10th. So they're doing like a Stranger Things kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed with these big shows, they want to keep the audience. They don't want to lose subscribers. So they say, hey, we're going to put part 1 here, and we're going to put part 2 a month or so later. So they just want to keep that audience.
Well, I mean, this is their combat to them releasing everything all at once.
Of course.
Because, Disney Plus, they release their shit, but it's week to week to week to week.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Netflix is like, bitch, you're going to wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. But, like, the trailer, give it to me. I need it. You, season 3.
It was just a teaser. It wasn't even a trailer. This is Gregory. Yeah. This is Michelle.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of worried that there's, like, 40 fucking characters at this point. But Penn Bagley, you're a star in my eyes. So
I agree.
If you are Reed Richards, I'm here for it. I don't give a fuck.
You know, it's funny. I love John Krasinski as Reed Richards.
I know you do.
I think Penn Bagley might be a better Reed Richards.
He would kill it, bro. He would kill it.
He would kill it. He would kill it. I'm not going to lie.
But
John Krasinski, if you're listening. I mean, you and Emily, bitch. But that's not going to happen, probably. We have the trailer for Queen.
Whoa. What were your thoughts? I know you're a huge
just,
you fan.
Yeah, I love you. I love you. Just a teaser, though. I mean, we got, like I said, just fucking.
I'm trolling.
This is fucking Mike. Okay, I don't know who the fuck is Mike. But yeah. That was funny.
This nigga's in Europe now. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Trailer for Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, coming soon on Netflix. I know you're a Bridgerton fan.
Yeah.
You didn't finish part 2, did you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Begrudgingly.
Okay.
It wasn't as good as season 1. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. We got like a quick little clip of the feel of the show, I guess, which just seems to be in line with the old one. So Queen Charlotte I watched half of season 1.
Okay.
Before I couldn't do it anymore. She's the Black Queen, right?
Yeah.
Now this is like a prequel, her when she's younger?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. From what I gather, this seems to be a her getting courted by the actual king and how she became
the queen. Oh, that was the king in the clip?
Yes, that was the king, yeah.
Okay.
So, cool. Let's do it. I'm here for it. Day 1. Yeah. New records. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. We have the trailer for HBO Max. HBO is, I guess, The Last of Us series coming in next year in 2023. A very highly anticipated trailer finally dropped.
Yep.
I didn't play the game, so I'll let you go first. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the trailer? Did it match up to your expectations?
First of all, yes. But, like, I want to kind of say, first of all, I'm so happy for Pedro Pascal because, like, obviously I'm a huge fan of him. Not just from Game of Thrones and The Mandalorian, but like just him as an actor, like I think he's fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What's the girl's name?
Who plays Ellie?
Yeah, I cannot remember her name.
I'm not sure.
She was also in Game of Thrones, Lyanna Mormont. Anyway, originally when she was cast, I just didn't get it personally. And still seeing them together in this trailer, I just don't feel it yet. But because I know what this game is and I know where it goes, I'm going to get there, I'm sure. Like, I'm going to buy into it. But to be completely honest, the heart of the game is Joel and Ellie, right? And I didn't buy them two together on screen yet. But it was a minute and a half trailer.
Yeah.
This is a franchise I love. This is a game I love. So I'm going to be hypercritical, unfortunately. This is, like, one of the downsides to, like, being a fan of something. Because if it's not exactly how you see it in your mind, then you're just going to be like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So, whatever. But I like that the director of the video game, Neil Druckmann, is involved. And the trailer, it looked good. It looked fine. Like, it looked like what? It looked kind of Walking Dead-ish. Like, early seasons of The Walking Dead, which I love. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if, like, the masses are going to love that. So, we'll see. I mean, this show, like you said, is going to be... It's like, everybody's waiting for this show. Like, mm-hmm. this is going to be the next big thing, probably. So, mm-hmm. when it comes out, we'll be watching and we'll review it.
Yeah, sure. And, yeah, as someone who doesn't have the context that you have, I thought they looked, you know... If I didn't know anything,
the YouTube story?
No.
Okay.
I probably will, though. If I didn't know anything about it, I'd be like, okay, I want to check this out. It looked that interesting to me.
I wouldn't. Just because, A... You don't want to be like me, in a sense, where, like, you're like, okay, well, what the fuck? Like, this happened in a video game, but they did, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, they're going to take the story in some kind of new direction anyway.
Of course. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know how adaptations work.
Like, yeah, okay. Good. I mean, I'm saying it out loud for the niggas that don't know.
Okay.
Because, like, it's not going to be a shot-for-shot remake. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for dropping that news on me. But I do have a question, though. So, one of the zombies, like, his face opened up, or maybe it didn't, or some shit, like
a brain.
It's
a clicker.
Yeah, so... What's the significance of that? Can you explain that? Like, are they different than regular zombies?
Yeah, okay. Goddamn, sorry. So, like, there's different levels of infected. Okay. Like, there are the basic, just, you know, regular zombie niggas that look like regular humans. But then, like, as you evolve, and the longer it's been, and, like, the more infected you've become, your body decays, and then you turn into, like, this new thing, which they call clickers.
Uh-huh.
They can't see, but they hear really well,
mm-hmm.
and they use like vibrations, which is what you heard, the little that little shit.
So it's kind of like A Quiet Place a little bit.
Like in terms of like no, not really.
They can just hear, like, you know.
Yeah, but
I mean, they're not like big ass aliens, of course, but like they use similar.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, they're...
Is there a stage pass clicker? Is there like season, like Super Saiyan 3 zombie? Like, what's the next level pass clicker?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to categorize it, sure, there's Super Saiyan 3 zombies. Yeah, sure. But yeah, like...
And what are those called? That.
Clickers. That's it. Okay. Yeah, clickers. Clickers is like the... Like, they're the fucking zombie in the show.
And the most dangerous, I
Yes.
assume.
Yes.
Okay. Why, though? Because they're just stronger or whatever?
Well, yeah. And, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that.
All righty. Let's get into some movie trailers now. We've covered our series trailers. We have the trailer to Damien Chazelle's Babylon. This film comes out starring Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, Tobey Maguire. Comes out Christmas this year. Pretty stacked cast. You didn't see this trailer?
Did not. Don't know what this is.
Okay.
Shout out to Toby.
I'm still confused at the plot. I've seen this trailer a couple times in the movies now. Like, when I go to the movies, I see this trailer every time.
Really?
Looks like a, I don't know, like an ensemble party kind of movie. I don't know. So I have no idea what the plot is. So I'm kind of excited to see, I guess, because of the cast, but don't know too much about it.
I don't. This does sound familiar to me, and I've been to the movies quite a few times.
You go to AMC?
I've only been to AMC once.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it is.
All right. We have the trailer for The Curse of Bridge Hollow coming October 14th to Netflix, starring Marlon Wayans and Kelly Rowland and Priya Ferguson, who plays Erica off Stranger Things. I know you don't watch Stranger Things, but she's on there as well, so that's pretty cool seeing her. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't remember this trailer at all.
Do you watch the show I tag you in?
I do. But it's been, like, what, 3 weeks?
But you watch it, though, you saying?
Of course.
Okay, it's one of those campy Netflix movies with Marlon Wayans in it. I mean...
Damn, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I know what it is going into it. I might not even watch this shit, to be honest. It was cool seeing Erica, like I said, from Stranger Things in her own movie. I think she's talented. I'm starting to wonder how Netflix even makes money off of these little, like, guarantees, like, stinkers, basically, like... When you watch the trailer, you're like, okay, this is going to be...
Mm-hmm.
Point. I know plot A, plot B, plot C. I know where it's going. It's stupid, mm-hmm. silly fun.
Well, you're looking at it from a different perspective.
No, but I'm saying, like, these movies are, like, number one for a week, and then they just go away, and no one ever, like remembers
but them. But that's the point, though. If they're number one at all, they win.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter how good or bad the movie is. I mean, it's just like Kevin Hart, like, me time. Like,
yeah. Like,
both of us thought the movie was terrible.
Yeah,
but went number one, right?
So, like, what's the significance of that? They're like, how does that keep Netflix afloat? Like, it doesn't gain you new subscribers, does it?
It could.
Okay. I guess so. I mean, who's gonna see like a Marlon Wayans trailer? Oh my god, I gotta see that Halloween movie. That stupid Halloween movie for kids. I gotta see it. Like,
you never know, man. There's a Resident Evil still alive.
Yeah, but that's like a tried and true franchise, though.
But not to us.
Yeah, but we know people like it though. Like, who the fuck wants this original IP of?
I don't know anybody that likes Resident Evil. But
you know it has fans though, nigga.
But what I'm saying is, like, my point is, those niggas are out there, right? So like, there's an audience for everybody and everything, and like, somebody's gonna watch this stupid Marlon Wayans movie. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. We have the trailer for Paul Feig's The School for the Good and Evil, starring Charlize Theron, Michelle Yeoh, Kerry Washington, and Lawrence Fishburne. The film releases on Netflix October 19th. You see this trailer?
I did, but I don't remember it.
Okay, so it's like a... It kind of reminded me of like Harry Potter vibes. Like, they're trying to get like a school, basically, of all these kids who are villains, or the children of like villains or whatever. I don't know. It's like very like half like Harry Potter, half like Descendants from Disney.
Okay.
It looks... I don't know. I'll check it out just because of the cast, like I said. But
shout out to Michelle Yeoh and Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, but I don't have much expectations for this.
Is this on Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix, October 19th.
Got it.
We have the trailer for the Whitney Houston biopic, I Want to Dance with Somebody. God.
Yeah.
It's funny. I saw this trailer for the first time. Well, not for the first time, but in the theaters for the first time when I saw The Woman King.
Mm-hmm.
And like, first of all, I saw it in an audience full of like black people.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just started, not everybody, but like black women were like clapping when the trailer was over. So mm-hmm. like, this is funny. Like I said earlier in like another pod, like, everybody has their end game.
Oh yeah.
like to us, obviously it's end game. To sure. some people, it's fucking Avatar.
Yeah, yep.
To black women in their 40s, this biopic is like their Avengers end game.
Or my 29-year-old black wife.
Yeah, and I love that for them.
Yeah.
We all need the end game. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
So
on this trailer?
just like you said that you saw what trailer was it every time at AMC?
Oh, Babylon.
Yeah. So this fucking Whitney Houston trailer, every time I've been to the movies at Regal, they are wearing this shit out.
Yeah.
They are wearing it the fuck out to the point where I'm like, you know what, bitch? I'll be there opening night. Like, I'm so sick of seeing this fucking trailer. And like, Avi, she's been going to the movies a lot with me lately. So like, she's so excited for this. Like, opening night, day one, Thursday, 3 o'clock. Like, I'm just like, let's go, man. Like, let's do it. I'm here for it.
That's so funny.
I'm here for it.
Okay, yeah. So, any thoughts on the trailer?
I'm sick of seeing this shit.
Okay.
No. I mean, look, shout out to whoever the actress is that's playing Whitney Houston. She looks great.
I thought she was the girl from Walking Dead, Sasha, but it's not her.
No, that's not her. That's not Sonequa Martin-Green. It's not her. Yeah. Get it right. Mm-hmm.
Or Star Trek or whatever.
Walking Dead. But yeah, I mean, look, it's cool that they're trying to recreate all these big moments in her life, like when she got discovered, the Super Bowl performance, which is still talked about to this day.
Yeah.
Do I give a fuck about this movie, Bobby? Yeah. I don't. I don't.
Yeah.
I just do not. But I'm probably going to see it.
Are we getting crackhead Whitney in the movie, you think?
We absolutely are. It's like you said. It's the rise and fall.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that's how she ended?
Yeah. Okay. It's got to end somehow.
All right. Crackhead Whitney. We have the trailer for M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin.
Mm.
Starring Dave. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why.
Starring.
that was so fucking racist.
Kill it. What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this?
Shout out to Batista. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Okay, guys.
Lost another demographic. Yeah. Oh, it's the same demographic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, calm down. Okay. You're on the roll right now. That's two strikes, bitch.
No, nigga, you had the first strike, bitch.
Mm-hmm. They didn't hear it. They didn't hear it. I'm gonna cut that shit.
All right.
Okay, guys. What's this shit called again? The Cabin in the Woods.
No, Knock at the Cabin.
There it is. Knock at the Cabin. Shout out to Dave Bautista. Shout out to M. Night Shyamalan. But you're not going to get me this time, bitch. The last time I saw a trailer that looked even remotely good.
And it was old.
You saw it's old? No, but you told me that it was an F.
Hey.
I was just like, no, Mondi, I'm never going to see anything you call F. I'm going to take your word for
it. It's been so many times where we disagreed on a movie, though, right?
An F, my nigga? An F? No, okay, bro. I'm not going to see an F. Okay,
I think it's on HBO Max right now. So if you just wanted to watch it at home, yeah,
I might do that then.
Okay, put your hand down. Okay,
no,
look at the most zesty point. I might do that.
All right, anyway, look, shout out to Batista. They didn't give us anything in this trailer, which is fine. But you know, it's one of those things where like anything can happen, situation type films, mm-hmm. and you know, it's M. Night Shyamalan, so you're expecting this big overarching plot
and this twist. He's known for the twist,
but I'm not rolling with it. I'm just not. Like, I'm probably going to watch this just because Batista's in it. But, like, I'm not. Like, my expectations are going to be at the floor.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get an F, and then, like, your next film is
I'm glad I had that much power over you.
You do, which is why I blocked you, bitch. So, yeah, Monty, what did you think?
He did block me on Instagram. He hates seeing my reviews.
I do.
And
then you started posting them on Twitter, so your time's up on there, too. Your time's up, bitch. Your time's up. This nigga said, you're going to see these reviews, bitch.
It's not for you.
Yeah, it is, clearly.
People love me. They ask me for my content all the time.
Oh, okay.
Start
a TikTok.
I don't trust Shyamalan anymore. I'm not gonna lie.
After one movie?
No, nigga, after multiple movies.
Okay.
I thought after Split he was back. Okay, the nigga's back.
Okay.
And then he made Glass, which was like, I don't hate Glass like everybody else does, but he's made
some
real stinkers, like Last Airbender, of course, The Happening. Like, he's made some real stinkers, he's just so inconsistent for me. But one thing I can't say about Shyamalan is that he makes some of the most interesting ideas for a movie. Like,
I can agree with that.
He finds these great conceptually ideas, and he just has trouble fleshing it out a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So the trailer didn't give us much, but I'm super interested. Like, we got fucking Rupert Grint.
Shout out to Rupert Grint, man.
I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, I literally haven't seen him in anything since Deathly Hallows Part 2. Like, in America. Old is on HBO Max. I'm gonna watch it tonight. Mm-hmm.
So Dave Bautista, of course, I'm a big fan of him. And like I said, this you hate. I know you won't ever admit it, but he's just such a better actor than The Rock, in my opinion. The Rock couldn't do his role, even though we saw very minimal in the trailer. He's just a better actor, which is okay. I love The Rock too, though.
I think that Bautista wants these roles more, and I'm happy.
Okay,
for him.
But you can't fault a nigga for wanting to be artistic.
I'm not faulting him. Okay. I'm saying big ups to him.
Yeah.
He's getting a chance to actually be more than just a fucking meathead.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's a good actor.
Hopefully. We'll see.
We've seen him act really. Anyway, but yeah. I'm excited for this, actually, just kind of see what's going on. But I'm going into it with my expectations on the floor like you.
Okay.
On the floor.
Got it.
John Boyega, Jamie Foxx, and Tiana Paris from, of course, Monica Rambeau and Candyman starred in the first trailer for They Clone Tyrone.
She was in Candyman?
Yeah, she was the main star. Her in the what's it called? Yaya Madin. Yeah.
Okay.
That was bad. The film releases later this year on Netflix. It's about a pimp, a drug dealer, and a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out some niggas, they're cloning some niggas in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, sign me up.
Oh, I'm here
for
it.
Yes. Now, the trailer, did it do much for me? Honestly, no.
This trailer was terrible.
I can't say it's terrible.
It was terrible.
Jamie Foxx and John Boyega has become one of my favorite actors ever. Like,
I love him.
He was great in Woman King, amazing in Breaking. Like, this guy is on a fucking roll. So I support him and anything he does at this point.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I love Tiana Paris as well. So the cast alone is getting me in the theater. What are your or in the Netflix on the couch. What are your thoughts?
This was not a good trailer. This trailer didn't do anything for me. It wasn't fun. It wasn't funny. It wasn't informative. It was nothing. But like you said, the actors involved. Shout out to John Boyega. We're going to talk about Woman King, which, again, I agree. He was fucking fantastic again. Shout out to Tiana Paris from, obviously, you said, what was it?
The Marvels.
No,
Candyman.
Candyman. Yeah, Candyman. WandaVision. Yeah. And, of course, Jamie Foxx is Jamie Foxx. So I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
But, like, I have no like this. I'm fully expecting this to be like bad.
Really,
bad. Mm. But it might be a good time because the party's involved.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not expecting anything like otherworldly from this film.
Okay, that's fair. Taylor Russell and Timothy Chalamet star in the first trailer to Luca. I'm not going to pronounce that director's name. It's called Bones and All. Coming in theaters in November.
Yeah.
Basically, two lovers take like a little road trip, and he's a cannibal essentially.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are.
Oh, I know she was too.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie got like a lot of praise at the festival in the festival circuit. Like 10-minute standing ovation. So,
oh wow,
we'll see.
So did Don't Worry, Darling.
It did.
That movie was fucking terrible. I'm sorry.
I know that.
Jumping ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
So Timothy Chalamet is becoming like the next Leonardo DiCaprio. He's in everything. He's a pretty boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he really is talented though, just like Leonardo DiCaprio is.
Okay.
But this trailer, like I said, it got me interested enough to kind of see what's going on.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. So I like these kind of contained stories. It looks like an A24 movie. I'm not sure if it is, but it looks very A24-ish. But yeah, I'm here for it. What are your thoughts?
It's interesting that this trailer decided to come out right on the heels of the Jeffrey Dahmer thing on Netflix, where, you know, it's about, you know, cannibalism, and he was obviously, you know, we know what happened in there. Did you get a chance to watch that, by the way?
I'm on episode 3.
Okay. I won't say too much about it then, but, okay. Well, I mean, you know the story, I'm assuming. I mean, it's 30 years ago.
I mean, I know you killed niggas and ate them, but that's all about, that's about it.
Yeah. Anyway, like this whole cannibal thing, like, I don't know if it's like a fad. Like, in 2 years, like, I don't want 10 more of these, like,
cannibal films. There's also a movie that came out earlier this year with Sebastian Stan called Fresh on Hulu. That's about cannibalism as well.
Yummy. Okay.
Oh, yummy. I like that.
So, yeah. Honestly, the trailer didn't do it for me, man. Like, I'm not sure, like, what about it was. maybe it was the part where they're trying to mix the romance and the horror. Mm. Like, I'm not sure if those two worlds have ever really collided well for me. Mm. So, I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see if it could happen.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that this is going to be like an opening night thing for me. This might be like the following weekend when I don't have shit to do type thing.
Okay.
So, whatever. Yeah.
Check from our reviews on Instagram. The trailer for Shotgun Wedding starring Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel. Haven't seen him in the movie since like Transformers, which I love them in Transformers, has been released. Coming to on Prime Video January 7th of next year. 27th, sorry, of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they will pair J-Lo with these white men in these rom-coms.
She loves it.
I think she loves it too. What are your thoughts on this trailer, though?
She is so fucking fine. Mm-hmm. Like, still to... she, how old is she? Like, 51, 52? Something like that?
Something like that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't fuck... J-Lo... right now, like, I will leave. Anyway, okay. Baby, I know you're listening. What are we talking about?
The trailer to the damn.
Oh, yeah. You know, honestly, the first minute of this trailer, like, I was ready to turn it off. I was like, this looks like some boring, average bullshit that, like, I'm probably going to watch. Like, mm-hmm. as much as I shit on these type of movies, like, I really do enjoy sitting down and watching them. I do not enjoy going to the theater to watch these films anymore.
It's Prime Video.
But exactly. So that's where I was going. Shut the fuck up. I love that they kind of realized that this movie is better for streaming.
Yeah.
And this is like a perfect like Friday night, you know, like we ain't got nothing going on. Like let's watch this Jennifer Lopez bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then the next half of the movie just kind of flipped. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I love that part of it, but I'm going to watch it anyway. So, yeah. Check for my review on Instagram.
Alrighty. Yeah, this movie, it is what it is. Did you watch Marry Me with her? Can come out this year? Marry Me with her and Owen Wilson.
Oh, Owen Wilson. No, I didn't get a chance to watch it. Is that on streaming yet?
It's on Peacock. I think you really liked it. That was actually really good, actually. But got it. This doesn't give me Marry Me vibes at all. It gives me Forgotten Next Day type shit. Wow. We have the last trailer here, guys. It's for Will Smith stars and he's back. The first teaser for Antoine Fuqua's Emancipation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The film comes out in December 9th on Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm. It comes out in theaters first, and then a few weeks later, it does come out on Apple TV
Plus. Oh, I didn't know it came out in theaters.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's Will Smith. What the fuck?
Yep.
He's back.
Mm-hmm. He is back.
He's a slave this time.
Yes, he is.
He's trying to win the Academy back.
He is, indeed.
What are your thoughts?
I'm not sure what part about this made me laugh so much.
You laughed?
Bro, I was cracking up during this trailer. Like,
you're stupid.
I don't know if it was the fact that like it's Will Smith trying to play like a slave, or if it's the fact that like some of the dialogue in there was just hilarious to me. I was like, they say they're slaves that are free now.
Oh, they did not say
and
all
it
that.
Was who is it? It was Lincoln freed slaves. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what about it was just cracking me the fuck up. Like, I really don't. But I was literally like, I had tears coming down my eyes like when I was watching this shit. I was like, this looks terrible. if you guys are excited for this just because it's Will Smith, cool, bro. Like, go see this movie. Monty, I'm gonna be completely honest here. I'm not doing this. I love Will Smith.
You gonna skip a Will Smith movie?
I absolutely am. Based on that, now, if
wait, have you seen King Richard?
With the tennis bullshit? No, I haven't seen that.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, that's when he won the award for. So yeah, Will Smith alone is not enough to get me into a theater.
Wow.
If
anybody thought it would be Will Smith,
no. I love Will Smith, but I don't love him that much. I don't love anybody that much.
I'm about to say, is there any actor that could you just have to go to the theater to see anything they do?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, no. Well,
shout out to you for not having those things having power over you.
Yes. What do you think, Money?
Yeah, I mean, it looked interesting. I ain't gonna lie, the trailer didn't do that much for me, but I do trust Antoine Fuqua. I think he's a talented director. I do trust Will Smith. The color grading was interesting, how they chose the like half black and white, half just like very toned down colors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that translates. So, yeah, I'll be checking it out for sure. Will Smith is my favorite actor. The Academy's doing him wrong. I don't care what that nigga did. Who cares? Like, a nigga's doing crazier shit than that. All right, let's get into some video game news, or trailers, should I say. Well, news and trailers. Trailer for Tekken 8. Will you see this trailer?
Of course. What are your
thoughts on Tekken 8 trailer?
Man, like, I haven't played the Tekken games in a long time, and it's interesting to see how far they've come.
Mm-hmm.
I think I stated it when we talked about the Tekken Bloodline show, but I was really big into Tekken during the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 days, and then somewhere between, I guess because I bought a PlayStation 3 4 years late, but I just never got back on the wave. So, like, when Tekken, 5, 6, and 7 happened, I literally never played them. Like, I didn't play them, didn't give a fuck about them. They were just never in my, like, realm of video games. But the whole Tekken Bloodline thing has kind of reinvented my love for it.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to get this, to be completely honest. Yeah. I mean,
was it because of the trailer or just because you want to just kind of revisit Tekken
again? Yeah, like I'm interested in revisiting Tekken again. I mean, but the trailer kind of helped spark that interest that Tekken Bloodline had already sparked. So, yeah, I'm here for it, man. I mean, of course, it's 2022 now, so like everything looks good and everything looks so cool and blah, 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 blah. I want to see some more gameplay. I want to see if the animations are still good, what characters they have, because I have no idea what's going on with the story anymore. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm excited for it for sure.
That's good. That's good. We have the trailer for Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which comes out May 12th, 2023.
Yeah.
I guess this is bypassing Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, no, I mean, this is Breath of the Wild 2.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, for the longest, the sequel to the game was never, I mean, like, the name, the title was never announced.
It okay.
They're like, we were just calling it Breath of the Wild 2 because
the
developer said it's going to be a sequel to that game.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it was literally like 30 seconds and like the internet was just like, including me. Mm-hmm, So yeah, Tears of the Kingdom. Who knows what that really means? We'll find out, bitch. It comes out May 12th.
Yep. Next year.
Yeah. I have it marked in my calendar. I've requested a PTO week and really? I will be already? Playing it on stream. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. I stream live on YouTube Gaming now, guys. Follow me, Jules33. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And we have the last video game trailer for God of War Ragnarok, the full trailer.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I watched the storylines, and so I'm excited for this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're funny.
I mean, nigga, you know this. I watched the God of War storylines. Well, okay. not from the first game, but from like God of War 2018.
Okay, cool.
I love how Thor, how big he is compared to him. But yeah, what are your thoughts? I mean,
people are like when it's such a huge game like this in Zelda, like, but like the difference is like with Zelda, the other game was 30 seconds, so there just wasn't that much to overanalyze.
Yeah.
But with this is like a 2.5 minute gameplay mixed with cinematic trailer. So people were like overanalyzing the fuck out of everything. It was just so annoying.
Like saying what? Like bad things?
No. Just saying did you see how Thor called back Mjolnir? He snapped. But like Kratos does this. It was just like, what are we doing, bro? Like let's just calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, I'll be streaming it live on YouTube Gaming, Jules33.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I can't wait for this to come out. This looks like the sequel that I want. I'm not sure of the timelines here because Atreus is definitely older. You know, at the end of the last game, Thor pulled up on us, so I'm assuming that this is going to start with that. Shout out to Beta and the guy from Saints of Anarchy, I can't remember his name right now, who is playing Thor. I do agree with you, like, the Thor's design looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very different in contrast to what we've seen with Chris Hemsworth, which I'm a fan of. And the boys are back. Let's do it.
Do you think that they'll tackle like Egyptian lore next?
I doubt it.
Or Egyptian gods, because it's some really cool Egyptian gods.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Ra, Anubis.
So Corey Barlog, who's the director behind the game, he wanted to do Egyptian lore before Norse mythology.
Oh, okay.
Like they were like knee deep in it, but then they decided just. For whatever reason, I can't remember the reason, that Norse mythology was the way to go.
Okay.
So, it's possible. I mean, they've already tried it to an extent, so we'll see.
Interesting. Okay. Just some interesting little tidbits here, guys. Timothy Chalamet, who we just mentioned, reveals that Leonardo DiCaprio, was one of the ones that gave him the advice, no hard drugs and no superhero movies. I thought this was just a very interesting kind of tidbit, because DiCaprio is one of the most accomplished actors out now, acting right now, and That's a very interesting advice. No superhero movies. That just kind of harkens back to what I said last week or last time we had a pod about how a lot of the actors that are like, you know, like the top echelon consider these still superhero movies, not really like film, which is interesting to me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's just about what you want.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, like the Academy and like the awards is like really all that matters. Like all they care about is the hardware. Whereas other guys like Samuel Jackson, like, he wants to make movies that he thinks are fucking fun and cool.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the kind of guy you are. Do I necessarily agree with that sentiment that, you know, superhero films are not real film? Of course I don't.
Yeah.
But like, I think that if you want to see yourself have nothing but like awards and you want to be mentioned with Leonardo DiCaprio, you should stay away from him, because you're going to be typecast and you're going to be looked at as you're not a real actor.
But what's the big difference between like a Dune and like a I don't know, like a no Dark cape. Knight or some shit, like
no cape, no original IP. I don't know. I mean, who knows? But yeah,
I mean, I love Dune, by the way. I'm just saying, like, that could be in the superhero realm, Star Wars realm, whatever.
I agree.
Okay. James Earl Jones is stepping back from voicing Darth Vader.
Man,
the actor has signed off on using his archival voice recordings to keep Vader alive and vital, even by artificial means. You literally just spoke on this, and it literally came into fruition. So
yeah.
I mean, I get it, man. The guy's in his 90s. Like, live your rest of your days peacefully and, you know, whatever. But it's sad. It's from a Star Wars community.
Yeah.
You are a legend. Even without Star Wars, you're a legend. All you have accomplished in film and just for black people in general. So what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, man. It is a very, very sad day. I was kind of halfway kidding when I was talking about, like, you need to record this nigga's voice. But, wow, we're kind of at that point where, you know, we don't know how long he has left. And, you know, obviously there's all these plans for Vader to continue on. So, it's cool that they've kind of, like, the technology's at a point where we can find a way to still do his voice. But yeah, it's definitely sad to see James Earl Jones not do Darth Vader's voice really anymore. It's very, very sad day.
Yeah. Let's talk about some movies in development. There's a new Karate Kid film coming out, described as the return of the original Karate Kid franchise.
Boo.
It will release on June 7th, 2024 in theaters.
Boo.
I took this as a slight to Jaden Smith's Karate Kid.
I did too, which I think is better.
It's better. Fuck it, I agree, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're returning to form, or so whatever that means. So, yeah. What are your thoughts? I think this is from the rise of how, like, Cobra Kai is so successful and people love it.
Yeah.
But apparently we have no ties to Cobra Kai. Like, it's going to be like its own thing.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'm very upset. I wanted Karate Kid Part 2 with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan.
Really?
Hell yeah, I wanted it. But it's
right
never...
now? Like Jaden Smith in his
20s? No. Oh, no. What the heck?
Karate Man, nigga?
Nigga, Jaden Smith fucking 27. Yeah. No.
Okay, I'm about to say.
But I'm saying back then, like.
Hey, bitch. Open a night, bitch. Nah.
Open
a night, bitch. In line, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Karate Man, I'm here.
It's like a Jackie Chan rolling there with a wheelchair. It's the Rush Hour 4 better not fucking happen, okay? I love Jackie Chan.
No, but hey. Need it. I want fat ass Chris Tucker. I want old ass Jackie Chan.
No, bro. I don't need it.
Lee, come on, man.
No, man.
Come on. Kata. This has to be the last time, Kata.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be the last time, and I swear to God, Lee, let's do it, man.
Hey, you know what? Your Chris Tucker's not that bad. Your Jackie Chan is terrible. Okay. But your Chris Tucker's not that bad.
Thank you, man.
I wonder why. Nigger. Anyway.
Whoa. All righty.
Anyway. All
right.
Yeah. New Karate Kid. Sorry. I mean, I'm going to watch it. Yeah, but like, do I give a fuck about this? No, I want to.
Were you a fan of the original three Karate Kids with Ralph Macchio?
So I was a fan of the first one. Okay. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's classic. It's a classic movie.
They got progressively worse.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Okay.
But yeah. I thought Jaden Smith was better. Like instantly when I saw it, I was just like, wow. Like this is how Karate Kid's supposed to fucking be.
Were you a fan of Three Ninjas? Just curious.
Who was it? What the fuck?
I'm about to say.
Rocky loves Emily.
Constantine's sequel is in development at Warner Brothers. Keanu Reeves and director Francis Lawrence will return.
Mm.
This apparently, I don't know. Will this be a part of the DCEU? I mean, who knows? I doubt it. Maybe it'll be like a Joker type of thing.
Sure.
It's like his own little universe. But
yeah.
It's just weird that after all these years, because, you know, when it first came out, it got bashed. Like, people hated Constantine with Keanu Reeves. And now it has, like, a whole new fandom, like a cult fandom now that love this movie.
Just like the prequel series.
Yeah. It's interesting how that works out. And so they're doing a part two. Were you a fan of the first Constantine?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
Never.
I saw it one time years ago. I need to rewatch it. But I remember liking it. I think I did.
Yeah. I mean, the character of John Constantine was somebody I wasn't really introduced to until I saw, like, the Green Arrow series.
Okay.
Which was, because he was only in it for, like, 5 minutes.
Wait, so you saw him in the Arrow series before you saw him in, like, the Justice League Dark movies and shit like that?
Yeah. Well, okay. Those came out after.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Those came out after, but I think Arrow kind of helped revitalize his character. And then he went to Legends of Tomorrow, where he was, like, kind of a main character for a season or two.
Okay.
But yeah, like, so like when I think it was 2004, whenever Keanu Reeves did the original.
Something like that.
I had no fucking idea who he was. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I had no idea it was even DC.
I don't know. I don't want to watch this, Mom. I want to go see X-Men.
It's rated R, too, so it's like an adult, I believe.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, it's part two. Keanu Reeves, his renaissance continues. We have the Now You See Me 3 is in the works with Ruben Fischer set to direct, or Fleischer, whatever, however you say his name. These movies are always, they're interesting. They're good movies, but I have no interest to ever like revisit them.
Yeah.
But I remember them like, okay, these are actually like well-crafted movies. Mm-hmm. But like, they have like no kind of like, I have no desire to watch them again. What are your thoughts on these movies? The Now You See You franchise.
I kind of agree. I like really enjoyed the first one, and anytime it's on, I'll watch it.
Okay.
But part two with Daniel Radcliffe, it was fine.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't have the same like love or attachment for it, to be completely honest. Shout out to Mark Ruffalo. Mm-hmm. But am I here for this? Like, I don't give a fuck. No, I really don't.
Part two did have a great scene. That's the scene when they had like the card. They're mm-hmm. doing the cards.
Like the bank vault. Yeah.
That's a great scene. There's a new American Pie movie in the works.
Yeah. Wow.
What are your thoughts on this? I think this is one of those movies that's made to be like with the times. Like,
I agree.
Revitalized. What are your thoughts?
I agree. It's I am literally never the guy that's like, yeah, like let's rehash and let's redo this again. Yeah. But for American Pie in particular, I think, especially when the first one came out in 99, I think it was like an instant hit and classic. Excuse me. So I wouldn't be shocked if they revitalize it for this generation. I don't think it's going to have the same themes that the original did, mm-hmm. which probably honestly don't fit for today's kids anyway. So I'm here for it, man. Let's do it.
Let's do it, indeed. there's a new Tarzan film in development at Sony. Yay. Fucking Sony.
your best friends.
Sony. Oh, God. Anyway, they're aiming to totally reinvent the character for the 21st century, whatever the fuck that means. what are your thoughts on that?
Is this nigga finna walk out Jay?
Exactly. Like, nigga, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, nigga, like, how you adapt the story about a nigga in the jungle to the 21st century? Like, is it just the modern jungle? Like, it's still the fucking jungle, bitch.
He's not gonna live in a jungle anymore. Oh. He's gonna live in the Bronx.
Oh, shit. The Bronx.
Wow.
Okay. Nigga swinging on power lines. Yeah.
I don't care. I'm sorry. Yes, instead of gorillas, it's going to be rats.
Oh.
Holy.
Yeah. And okay. And Clay's going to be like a nigga that's coming to like gentrify the city or some shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn
it. We just wrote Tarzan 2024.
Sony. Paramount has removed Star Trek 4 from its upcoming release slate. This movie, man.
What's the problem, Monty?
I love Star Trek.
Do you?
Well, I love the core group that we've seen. With Chris Pine, Zoe Saldana, and Zachary Quinto.
Yes.
And they keep promising us this part 4.
They do.
We had, at one time, we even had Quentin Tarantino attached to it.
It's been, 3 years, I believe.
It's keep going on and off. Make a fucking decision. Like, let me accept the fate of whatever you guys are going to do. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to do it, cool. Don't do the shit. If you're going to do it, fucking do it, bitch.
Okay.
That's my quote. If you're going to do it, bitch. Alrighty, let's talk about some reviews.
Oh, I thought you were going to answer the phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. So, then my thoughts.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I was waiting. Anyway, do I want to see this movie? Of course I do. Even though I did not enjoy part 3 as much as most people did. Shout out to Idris Elba. Mm-hmm, it was your fault. But, I mean, look, I'm a fan like you of, like, this cast and, like, this group of cast members together more than I am of like the Star Trek IP. So like, I don't want them to like remake it. I want them to either do part 4 or just don't do it at all. That's my thoughts.
I agree. I don't want a new cast. I totally agree.
Yes. Thank you for agreeing with me.
Let's get into some reviews, guys. Let's start with some series reviews. did you watch Severance?
What the fuck is that?
It's a show that was getting like a lot of attention on Apple TV.
I don't have Apple TV.
I didn't either, so it came out like early this year, actually. I couldn't watch it because I just didn't have Apple TV, but I did now because my dad has it. And this stars Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation, if you might have watched that or not. It's a very, very dope concept. So basically, it's like the concept of the show is like, this is like in like the near future or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Companies can take your brain, essentially. And so when you go to work, you don't remember anything that happens at work because like what they're working on is so confidential, you can't know it in when you get out of work. Okay. So they sever your, that's what I call severance. They sever part of your brain so that when you're at work, you don't know. You have like two different lives. You have a work life and you have at home life, and you can't remember either one of the lives that you live when you're not at work, when you're at home.
Got it.
So really dope concept. People have been recommending this to me all year. Finally watched it. Great premise, but I can see why people love it. But it just needed, to me, it needed more of a sense of finality and payoff at the very end. Like, it's so many unanswered questions. But
is there not a season 2?
Yeah, it is coming out. But okay.
Well, there you go.
I mean, yes, but at the same time, as a series, First of all, it was a good series. I gave it a B. It was a good series. it was a really, really good series, actually.
Got it.
However, a lot of these shows I'm noticing these days are because they're relying so much on that season two or that season three, they're leaving so many unopened or unanswered questions that you just don't even have, like, any kind of sense of closure or finality. Which I get it. You want to obviously keep more stories for your upcoming seasons. But to me, and I got like a lot of flack on this when I posted my grade on Instagram, people, how could you grade it that low? Love the premise. I'm super excited for season two, but I just need a little bit more for me, a little bit more closure, in my opinion.
How many episodes? How long the episodes?
Justify the season. It's 9 episodes, and they're like 45 minutes, I believe.
Not too bad. Okay.
So, yeah. But like I said, with all that being said, thank you everyone who recommended it to me. I see why you guys like it. And actually, Ben Stiller actually directs a lot of these episodes, which is interesting, too.
Cool.
Because it's so outside of the comedy kind of thing. But yeah. We have the Sandman review. Did you watch this?
What the fuck is that? Oh, no.
Okay, this is actually DC as well. I realized that as well. This is a DC character.
It's like 3 months old, isn't it?
Yeah, it came out in August. Yeah. So, great first episode. I can't lie. I was like, okay, I'm invested. And it slowly started going to hell as the series went on.
Point intended? Because isn't he like the devil?
No, but he does fight the devil in the show. Who played by, what's it called? From Game of Thrones. Who's the tall bitch?
Brienne of Tarth?
Brienne of Tarth.
Oh, yes.
And she plays...
Why? I can't remember her name right now. Yeah.
Gwendolyn
Christie. Thank you.
She plays Lucifer Morningstar, actually.
Oh, cool.
Like the same guy from the CW show.
Yeah, from Tom Ellis, yeah.
And we actually had Constantine's cousin in the show as well. So, like, it's in the DC universe.
Got it.
However, it just started getting really weird. And I don't mind weird, but they started introducing, like, main characters, like, halfway through the season. The storyline just felt aimless at points. The actor who played the Sandman was great. He had a great voice, great presence, I have to say. But, yeah. Just went to hell very slowly.
This show is being like a lot of love, a lot of love and acclaim.
But it's from the people who love the Sandman comics.
Okay,
people who don't have anything like me, didn't read the Sandman comics, don't have any kind of added context, don't like it at all. That's what I noticed. Cause I was like, okay, why is it getting this much love?
Okay,
so yeah, apparently it's a great adaptation, but I just didn't get it.
Got it.
Let's talk the Woman King review.
Whoa!
What?
We didn't talk about Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, Netflix series.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were. I know you watched it. I thought you just asked me if I watched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it. So please give your review, but don't give any spoilers though.
Yeah.
But yeah. Go ahead, give your review.
Yeah. I mean, the story's 30 years old. But anyway. Yeah. yeah. I mean, like, first of all, this is probably like the most popular show in the world right now.
It's
like,
ninth all time on Netflix. Is it?
Wow, that's crazy. Everybody's watching it. Shout out to Evan Peters, straight from The Office, straight from the prequel X-Men films. It's Quicksilver. Took me a minute to like. Well, not a minute, but like. When I was watching it, so like obviously Abby was the one I was really interested in. I was kind of like hate watching it at first, and I was like, okay, like let's just do it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, man, it was super interesting. Especially now since the story is so old, you see like people bringing up all of the old actual Jeffrey Dahmer. That's the name, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer interviews. You can see like how Evan Peters just kind of nailed his mannerisms and his voice, the way he looks. The story's kind of, I think a lot of people are kind of like giving it flack because they think it's kind of humanizing somebody who did something very horrible when it should be more about the victims. And I kind of think it was like the exact opposite. Like each victim kind of got their own episode. Like obviously Evan Peters as Jeffrey Dahmer was the lead, right? Like right. It's about him, but they each got their own episode and like they each got their own story to tell and. I don't know. I didn't really feel bad for Jeffrey Dahmer. Like that's kind of where I landed. Like through this 10 episode arc, I didn't like I wasn't like, oh, like his dad taught him things when he was little, so like that's why he's like that. Like I was like, no, like this nigga's nuts. He's fucking insane and whatever happens to him. But like I was way more concerned with the victims. And I was glad that Netflix decided to go that route. At least in my opinion, that's how I took it. And I thought it was a really well done series. I really did.
That's good.
I didn't think that it was overly graphic for something of this kind of subject nature or subject matter, excuse me, where like he's literally eating people and cooking them on the stove and shit. Like this is a sick motherfucker, right?
All right.
But like it wasn't overly graphic, which I appreciate it. Like I don't think that you have to be overly graphic or like I don't think. I need to see this nigga like eating like actual brain matter for me to like get what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like, yeah, it was really well done by Netflix. You could tell they did their research, and I really enjoyed it. I'm not surprised that it's gotten as much attention as it's gotten.
Okay, so I'm on episode 3, and to be honest, right now it's kind of boring as of right now. Does it pick up? Or is it pretty much kind of maintain that same kind of pace throughout the season? Just curious.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it has a beginning, middle, and an end. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, it picks up and then it ends. Yeah.
Okay, so it does pick up.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. But, like, what you're seeing is what the show is.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It's literally about it. Like, every episode is just him drugging somebody.
Yeah.
Slowly killing them and moving on with his life.
Got it.
That's what this show is about.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk the Woman King review. Thanks for that review of Jeffrey Dahmer. Do you want to go first or what?
Go ahead, Monty. I'm very interested to hear what you have to say because I saw your review on
Twitter
first. And I was the one who, I'm not sure if you had the same sentiment about the trailer, but
no, I didn't.
I thought the trailer looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was laughable. I thought this movie was going to be super fucking corny and boring.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely wrong, but give me your opinion.
Yeah, man, it sucks that I was cynical as well. Not as cynical as you were going into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm literally so happy to report this movie was fantastic. And which is sad, like I said, because I'd like talk to myself, like, why was I cynical about this? You know?
Yeah.
Just because we've been burned so many times with these, you know, black led films, and they just aren't the same quality as our white counterparts in terms of the films and stuff like that. And so it sucks that even me as a black, I was willing to go into this with them kind of like negative connotation, but man, it was great, man. Amazing cast. The heart was there from the same director as from Love and Basketball, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
But let's talk the cast just real quick, and I'll let you get into your spiel. Viola Davis, we already know she's a fucking beast. She nailed the physicality for this role, and she's in her mid-50s, and she looked great in the movie. She redeemed herself from that Michelle Obama shit for sure. That's like her only role I've ever seen her get flack on. Thuso Mibidu, the one who played Nawi, I'm not going to say the spoiler, but yeah, she's 31 years old. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? She looks 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure where you're going with that. Okay.
Yeah, but now that I know she's 31. Mm-hmm. yeah.
I've seen her in something else. I just can't remember what the hell it was.
Well, this is her first movie, so maybe it was a show. She did really good for this to be her. Like, she was holding her own with Viola Davis.
This was her first movie ever?
Her first big feature film, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So maybe it was that.
She's a South African actress.
Maybe it was that HBO, not HBO, that Amazon Prime show that I thought was really bad back in January. I think that's exactly where I saw her from. But yeah, go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
But was she good in that as well?
Nobody was good in that.
Okay. I thought she was amazing in this movie, though. Lashana Lynch, as we know, of course, Maria Rambo, Monica Rambo's mother, who played Captain Marvel in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. I hadn't seen much from her acting up until this movie, but man, she's a star. She played Izogi.
Okay, I think we have our characters flipped. So, okay. But yeah, I mean, we could talk, like, the one that died was her character.
Yes. Yeah. You spoiled it for people, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Izogi.
It's been out for 3 weeks.
No, okay, I meant the one who played
the younger general with the sticks. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I was talking about Izuki.
Okay, no.
She was in that show that I seen, bro. I was like okay, there's no way.
Earlier, I was referring to the one who, the young one who the movie kind of follows pretty much, besides Viola Davis.
Oh!
Yes.
Nigga.
Okay. She's 31 years old.
Damn!
Yes.
I
was like, okay, this nigga's like, okay, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Wow!
Like, yeah, she looked 17, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great in the movie.
Jesus.
She held her own, like I said, she held her own with Viola Davis. Anyway.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sorry. Now I'm going into Lashana Lynch, who played Rambo from Captain Marvel.
Anyway, the one with the nails. Yeah.
She was great in the movie.
Yes.
To me, she was the standout, even though like it was all these casts is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She was like the standout to me. Just a great physical performance. Her facial expressions were amazing. Next, we got Sheila Atim Aminza. She played Viola Davis' right-hand woman.
Yep.
She was also in Multiverse of Madness as well. Like, she was like in the Kamertage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she was also really good as well, man. She's, and of course, John Boyega. This guy, like I said earlier, he's becoming one of my favorite actors. Like, literally, and he's in my top 10 now. you're laughing, but even though his screen time wasn't as prominent as everybody else's, because he played the king, everything he said, I was just like, oh, it's funny as hell, or just very poignant. Like, he's such a good actor, man. He elevates anything that he's in. And so it just kind of shows why Star Wars and Disney didn't really utilize his acting skills as when he played Finn in Star Wars. I'm like, God, you guys had a fucking treasure on your hands you guys should just not use. And of course, like I said, directed by Gina Prince Bythewood, who needs some more damn respect in the industry, in my opinion. She did Love and Basketball, Beyond the Lights, which I love as well, Secret Life of Bees. I'll go ahead and get your thoughts. So, what are your thoughts on the movie?
Yeah, so I want to talk about the cast first, like you. So first of all, this was one of the best movies I've seen all year. Maybe in 2 years, I'm not sure. I have to go back in the mental Rolodex and figure out what I've seen, but I was so happy to just be wrong.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, this is fucking fantastic. Like to the point where I'm like, Mom, Javar, Courtney, like we get up. We have to go see this movie.
I've told people that too. Like, yeah, watch this movie.
Yeah. Like I don't think I've had like that strong of a reaction to somebody else going to see this movie since like Get Out. Mm-hmm. You need to watch this movie. There's just so many different emotions going through this movie, like a sense of like real sadness having to watch our people fight each other, but like another sense of pride watching like our queens like go through this and fight for their country. And like you said, like Viola Davis, bro,
yeah,
she's just amazing. Yeah. Like it was what? It's so funny.
Nothing.
Oh, that's because I say queens. that's just funny to you?
No.
So are African women not queens?
Yeah, they are. Are queens, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Woman King. It's like funny. Mondi thinks that y'all aren't queens. Sorry.
Don't say that.
Anyway, Viola Davis, man, she absolutely brought it. I mean, fuck the physicality. I mean, who cares about that? I was just like, wow. Like, she's bringing it in terms of like every mannerism, every facial expression, like anytime she moved, I was immediately like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, I loved how the movie set up, like the big finish at the end where like it was fucking Thanos versus Cap, bitch, and we was ready for it.
Yeah.
Like you, I saw this movie twice in theaters. The first time I saw it was on a Wednesday or Thursday, at like fucking 2:00. Packed full of nothing but black women. Old black women, like 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And it was just an experience watching it with them.
Isn't it an experience watching it with black women?
Yeah, like they were going crazy. Like, I was just like, let's go. Like, I was in there with them, like, hey.
Bro, watching a movie with theaters full of black women is like always a good time for me. Cause like I saw a girl trip with like a theater full of black women as well.
Oh my God.
And bro,
that's crazy.
They just elevate your experience. Yeah. Like just black women around you, like just their presence is just great. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I mean, at the end when Viola Davis's character finally got her just due.
I know that's right.
Yeah, boy. I know that's right.
Yeah, bitch. Like, they say bitch, but they're like,
yes,
get him, girl.
Yes,
I was like, yeah, get him, girl.
Hell yeah. I was in there being like, where you going?
Guys, watch a movie with black women, please. You will not, your life will be changed.
Oh my God. But yeah, and of course when the actor, Izuki, when her character gets shot, like everybody was just like, their hearts drop. Like you could literally hear niggas in here crying.
Cause it came right after she got saved, essentially. Like, yeah. Cause she got captured and her arm was broken cause she's done. And then she got saved, her arm was fixed. Okay, no, she's good for the rest of the movie now.
Also, I thought this was a really great shot of when the second lead, the little girl is in the cage and you can't really see who else is in there. And then there's just that shot of Izuki's character in the corner. Mm-hmm. Like everybody was like, she got captured. Oh my God. But just kind of going down the list here. John Boyega again, just another performance. Like
he's so good.
Like this nigga was talking that shit. He was like, "Bitch, if I don't need you, that means you dead too, motherfucker." So yeah, calm that shit down. Another thing that I'm really glad that they didn't do, and I thought that they were gonna try to like make this movie about the light skinned nigga and the girl, and like have some type of like love story. And,
yeah.
I'm so glad they didn't go the route because, like, I feel like they kind of set it up as like, you know, this is what it is, right? Like, this is what this movie's about.
Yeah.
And then they just went a different direction. I was like, thank God.
He was the one part of the movie where I was just like, I like the storyline or whatever, but like, he was just trying so hard to be sexy. It was just so funny. Like, he'd be like.
Nigga did the
go through the light skin, the light skin face, and looking at his lips and shit. I'm like, nigga, like, anyway, but yeah, I mean, I like the storyline, but he just was a little bit of a standout to me.
Overall, great plot, great, just like this movie's like very, very well paced.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a lot of great ideas, and it was just beautifully executed. This is a fantastic film. This is a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, man. It's funny because it's a movie full of like all these black women warriors, but even as a black man, I felt empowered.
100%,
just watching it. 100%. I felt powerful when the movie was over.
Yeah.
As our people. And I love how this movie shows what it means to be a warrior through the lens of a woman, because a lot of times what Hollywood gets wrong, in my opinion, is that when they give us these women characters like Rey or like any like Star Wars, anybody who's like a woman who's a warrior, they kind of just paint it as like, okay, She's a woman, but she has all the characteristics of what a man has. You know? So she can beat ass and fight ass, all that kind of shit. You know, mm-hmm. But she's just a man essentially. But she's just a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This movie kind of showed you like, no, women are different. They're more emotional, or whatever. But they can still be great warriors. They just approach things differently. They have a different lens of seeing how they would go about war. And I love that. They really like because they had like a woman director. You can tell
mm-hmm.
a woman screenwriter. We just need more of that kind of like representation in Hollywood. And last but not least. I was kind of mad that it wasn't rated R. I thought it could have really been benefited by being rated R.
I disagree.
But then I was like, you know what? No, because it needs a wide audience as possible.
Yeah.
Little girls need to see this.
Absolutely.
If it was rated R, then they wouldn't get a chance to see this movie.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, you know what? Yeah. Rated R. I mean, it could have benefited just maybe from overall, like the optics of it all. Like, okay, this is what really war is. But I was like, you know what? No. I needed to have a wide audience as possible, so I'm glad it was PG-13.
I'm so glad you brought that up because it was here by notes. I'm just looking down. Like, first of all, I think every little girl, especially little black girls, need to see this movie.
Yeah.
And like, if it was rated R, I think they would have went a little too far on the Viola Davis rape scene. I think that they would have.
I mean, more so just like the blood and action, but yeah.
Right, but like, and that's what's going on. I think they absolutely would have went too far on like the war elements of the scene, which I got it. Like when and what they showed, I got it, and it was good enough to the point where I was like, okay, let's move it along. So I personally didn't need any more, but yeah, I'm glad that it was PG-13. Great decision.
Yeah,
hope this movie makes all the money in the world and continues to have success.
It kind of reminds me of like 300 for like black women almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
It like a very 300 kind of like the odds are against a small army.
Yeah,
can they do it like these trained warriors? I liked it though.
Yep.
Don't Worry, Darling review. What are your thoughts on this? You kind of alluded to it earlier.
Yeah, this movie sucked. This movie is not fun. I do think that it had some really good like. Story beats. I think that. I'm kind of echoing what I said about The Invitation here, but it was very oddly paced. But I think that maybe if it was done by like a different director other than Olivia Wilde, maybe we could have had something because, I mean, it's not like we haven't seen this kind of like Matrix-y type film where like you're plugged in and what's reality, what isn't reality. I just personally don't think that it was executed very well at all. I wasn't really a fan of any of the performances from Florence Pugh to Chris Pines to Harry Styles. Maybe they did what they could with what they were given.
Yeah.
And, you know, reportedly there's all this tension on set between Olivia Wilde and Florence Pugh. I don't know. But this movie just didn't work for me. Like, I was on my phone, like, looking at my watch, like, talking to Avi. Like, but like, first of all, the theater was empty as fuck.
Mm.
And it was opening weekend.
Oh.
It was just really weird. Some of the story beats just didn't even make sense in my opinion, but I mean, I don't know. I'm tired of shitting on it. I personally didn't enjoy this movie. What did you think?
So yeah, so this was one of my most highly anticipated movies of the year because it had a great trailer.
What?
It had a great trailer. It really did.
Okay.
I was very disappointed in this movie. I don't think it was horrible like you. I think it was just an average movie. I disagree wholeheartedly. The one saving grace for me was Florence Pugh's performance. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, you just don't like this girl, like, because you didn't like her in Black Widow.
I think she has a terrible accent. Like, I think she has a terrible Russian accent in Black Widow and everything I've seen her in. Yes.
Okay. Well, she had an American accent. Was her American accent bad too?
No. Okay. Oh no. But I just didn't enjoy.
She's from London, I believe.
I just didn't enjoy their performance.
Okay. Personally. Well, I thought she was the one saving grace in the movie. She had a great performance, but like you said, the script was lackluster. And to me, the biggest problem was that. The trailer showed like 90% of what we already knew. Like, something's going on. Something happening is very weird in the town.
Mm-hmm.
What's the end of it? Like, what's the cause of this shit? And then the movie spent so long just showing us, like, okay, something weird is going on. Like, get to the fucking point. Like, or give us some story beats to kind of advance the plot a little bit, you know? So to me, it was just super underwhelming and at a very anticlimactic conclusion.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. But it was very aesthetically pleasing, I can say that at least. But overall, I was very disappointed in the movie, I have to agree. Smile review, did you watch this?
No, I went to go see Bros instead.
Oh, wow, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm on the fence about watching Bros, not because I'm, you know, whatever, but I was on the fence about it. So okay. let's do Smile first, and I want to get to Bros.
Go ahead.
Smile is, just as I kind of thought going into it, it relied a lot on the Smile gimmick. And the story beats came around that.
Uh-huh.
So, however, I'm in the minority. Critics actually like this movie a lot.
Oh, good.
Good for them. But to me, the movie was just, you can tell all the plot points from A to B to C. Like if you watch the trailer, you kind of have an idea what this movie is.
Okay.
And it pretty much was that. And yeah, it just wasn't all that to me, so I gave it a C, I believe. Like, not bad. Not bad, but definitely not anything worth writing home about. Please tell me about Bros. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. This is a just a rom-com, but told from a homosexual perspective with just, well...
I love Billy Eichner. I think he's really funny.
Yeah, like, okay, so first of all, Billy Eichner, I had no idea who he was until I got on TikTok.
Okay.
I saw, like,
Billy on the street?
Yeah.
He's so funny.
This nigga's so fucking funny, bro.
He's so funny.
Yeah. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. This nigga's making a movie? Like, I'm there, bro. Like, I'm going to support
If you watched
this.
Parks and Rec, you would have saw him in Parks and Rec, too.
Oh, is he on there? Okay, yeah, okay. So, yeah, look, shout out to Billy Eichner. I think he's fucking hilarious from all his TikToks. Billy on the street, like, my favorite one is the Chris Evans one.
Oh, yeah.
The dude was just like, I don't know who this is. He's like, this is Captain America. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, no.
That was great.
That shit is so fucking funny. But yeah, man, look, the movie doesn't reinvent the wheel, right? Yeah. Like, it's a rom-com. It doesn't reinvent the wheel. But it was really funny. And it was a decent film. There was like a lot of like over the top gay shit in here, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But like, I guess that's just their reality. Like, yeah. I don't know. So like, I felt myself in a theater trying to gauge whether all the over the top gay shit was realistic or if it was just for film purposes.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just so much of it.
Yeah.
So. I mean, another thing I noticed is that the movie isn't making a lot of money. People aren't going to see it. After seeing it, I can see why. I know a lot of people like to be public about their support of the LGBTQ rights and all that, but privately they still fucking don't. And this kind of just shows that, which is fine. I mean, you know, that's your opinion, whatever. But like, there is a whole bunch of gay shit in here, guys. So if that's going to make you uncomfortable, maybe this isn't the film for you. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I probably would watch it again, to be completely honest. It was funny. We had a decent plot. But like, is it The Notebook? Like, does it reinvent like the rom-com wheel? No. But it was a good Friday night movie. I was fine.
Okay, then you know what? I'm glad you told me. I might check it out then. With my girlfriend, of course. Anyway, but yeah.
You're funny.
And so you had three reviews. Those were the three?
Yes.
Okay, well, my last review is a movie I just saw last night. It was called Intergalactic Review.
Okay.
It's the movie that you thought I would love on Netflix with the Kid Cudi movie that's like animated.
Okay, yeah.
Man, it was so good, man. I was scared to even tell you that, because I was like, this nigga thinks I'm going to love this movie automatically. But like, I'm a Kid Cudi fan. I ain't the biggest Kid Cudi fan. But like,
sure.
But that aside, like, it's a very simple story about a guy and a girl, but... This just shows why animation is such a needed medium, because it elevated the story so much with all these super amazing graphics. I believe like the same people who made like the Spider-Verse, like the same kind of like graphic team or whatever.
Okay.
It was so good, man. Like, even though it was animated, it showed life in such a realistic way, like even like more real than like 90% of like live action movies. Like, what is a real black love story?
Mm-hmm.
This movie showed it so like accurately. It was crazy. And of course, there's a great soundtrack that came out with his album as well that released over the weekend. Amazing album. I've listened to it all weekend, should I say. And I was just really impressed, man. It was just a really well done animated film. I recommend it even to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever have time, just an hour and a half. But yeah, I was really impressed by this movie. Intergalactic on Netflix.
Nice.
La.
Intergalactic with an E.
Yeah, with an E, like enter. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of sports news here, guys. Jeremy Lin is getting his own documentary called On Lin Sanity Era from 2012 season with the Knicks. They're milking the fuck out of this shit, man. Like, this nigga had like 2 weeks of playing like really good in there. All I hear about Lin Sanity every year. But what are your thoughts?
I mean, those 2 weeks changed his life. He got a $45 million contract off of that.
Yeah.
This is a nigga that went to Harvard and was never supposed to make the NBA. So
yeah,
it's a pretty big story. And it was in like the biggest arena in the world. He played against some of the best teams in the world, which is my Lakers.
Busted Kobe's ass.
Busted all of our ass.
Yeah.
So I mean, I get it. I'm actually super excited for this.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, what more can be added to the story? We know everything that happened.
I just want them to rehash it and let me see it again. What do you mean?
Okay.
I don't want anything added to it. Like, I'm totally fine with just revisiting Lin Sanity again. I was a huge fan of it when it was going on. I was like, this is amazing. Time to watch the Raptors and the Knicks when both of them fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Just because Jeremy Lin was playing and he hit a game winner. I was just like, let's go. Like, I'm here for it. I can't wait for this.
All righty. Jonathan Majors is in talks to star as Dennis Rodman in 48 Hours in Vegas.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The film follows the crazy story that we all know. We don't know, I guess. Of how NBA star Dennis Rodman went on a madcap adventure with his assistant GM in the middle of the 1998 NBA Finals. Nigga was nowhere to be found. We hear crazy stories about what happened. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? Jonathan Majors. Kang.
Yeah. not Slave Kang. Not Slave Kang. But I don't care about this. To be completely honest, I don't. This is before my time, even though it happened in 98. I was five fucking years. I didn't give a fuck about it then. I really don't now. I'm sorry.
Well, my only thing is that Robin was like 6'7", and Jonathan Majors is 6 foot. I mean, I know they can do camera tricks or whatever, but
that's what they'll do.
I don't know. That kind of bothers me. let's get into some Marvel news, guys. It's a lot of juicy Marvel news, actually. John Bernthal is rumored to reprise his role as the Punisher in Daredevil Born Again. Due to scheduling conflicts, he will take the rumored spot that was supposed to be Jessica Jones, who's going to have in the show, but now it's going to be John Bernthal's Punisher, which I'd rather have anyway. What are your thoughts?
Coming.
he means coming like C-U-M, by the way.
Guys. I do.
Yes.
Let's fucking go, bitch. I told y'all niggas. it was never over. Shout out to John Bernthal. He's probably my favorite actor in the world. And
really?
I'm super happy for this. Yeah, I'm super happy for him. Super happy that Charlie Cox is back. Super happy that the Punisher will be back. And this is going to force everybody to watch the Netflix shows, because I know a lot of you niggas thought you could skip it. Well, you can't.
Me.
So it's time. Get in tune.
Let's talk some worrying news about the Blade movie. The Blade movie is rumored to span... Well, first of all, I just want to say just some plot points. It's rumored to span over the time frame of 1900 to 1980. So, like, in the past. but it has lost its director, Basim Tariq, 2 months ahead of production. And we have some new reports on Blade. But do you want to kind of touch on that point at all, the 1980s or 1900s?
No, I don't care about that.
Okay, well, that's interesting to me. I like past movies set in the past.
I don't.
Anyway, so Mahershala Ali is reportedly frustrated with the process of the whole Blade movie coming along, which we as fans are as well. Because we're like, what the fuck? It was announced like 2 or 3 years ago. The script is only 90 pages long as of right now. Mm-hmm. It features just two quote-unquote lackluster action sequences in a Blade movie, guys. Mm-hmm. And number three is that Kevin Feige is said to be, quote, spread too thin. Like, remember I said that shit in two pods ago? Remember I said that shit, bitch? Mm-hmm. The script for Blade is reportedly being rewritten from scratch now. So
okay, so I want to go by these.
Point by point, yes.
What was the first thing again?
Marshall is frustrated with the process.
Okay, so are we in danger of losing fucking Blade? I would kind of like it to happen. I would
him
prefer,
as, you mean him as Blade, you mean?
Yeah, I would kind of like a different, younger-looking Blade, so we could keep him for 10 to 15 years.
Fan cast now.
I don't do that. But I would, I mean, I bring this up to say, if Mahershala Ali does get frustrated enough to the point where he's like, I'm not doing this anymore, I wouldn't be upset. Would you?
No. And I'm going to go ahead and fan cast. Yeah.
Oh, God. No. He's already what you call it?
Black Manta?
Yeah, and he was Morpheus. No, nigga.
Yes, nigga.
No many known roles, okay? Nothing but fucking what do they call it? Oscar roles for you.
okay, point two is that script is only 90 pages long, but it's been scrapped out anyway, but it was only 90 pages long as of right now.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I have no idea how long a script is. I wanted to focus on the two fight scenes.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Who the fuck idea think that, like, like, two, and they're lackluster?
Yeah, so in a like, Blade movie?
Yeah, like, is it, okay, so is it, again, I'm not hating on Mahershala Ali, but is it him saying, why are we doing all these dumbass fight scenes? Like, I'm trying to act.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, I'm just saying.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, like, who, I mean... First of all, I'm glad that as we can just go into point three. I'm glad that as stretched thin Kevin Feige is, this nigga still had like the foresight to be like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, like what the fuck is going
on? Nigga, Blade started y'all niggas, nigga. Respect this shit.
Yeah. I want nothing but fight scenes in Blade. I don't want no fucking acting.
Shut up.
I'm just playing. But yeah, look, I mean, this is obviously a huge deal. Obviously, you know, the Black community really wants this movie to be as best as it can be.
Yeah.
And
I think, yeah.
And like, you know, I don't want this to be put on the back burner because Kevin Feige gets stretched too thin. Like, stop working on these little bullshit Marvel TV shows and focus on Blade, nigga. This is the next big thing.
I have something to say. Damn it, what was I going to say? Can't remember right now.
All right.
All right. But moving on, I guess, to the next bit of Marvel news here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever has been listed with a runtime of 2 hours and 41 minutes. Great.
Woo.
Wish it was 20 minutes longer. now, I didn't talk about the Black Panther trailer, the new one that just came out, because I literally haven't seen it. I'm doing it on purpose. I'm probably going to see it.
Have you not seen it?
Like, I don't want to see it. I'm actively avoiding it.
I mean, but like, you go to the movies
No, I mean, I've seen the trailer, but there's a new one now with more, even more stuff in it.
Yeah, like I was at movies yesterday and they showed
it. Well, I haven't been since Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll probably just, I don't know, but I've been avoiding it. Do you have any thoughts? I hate how they revealed that Shuri is pretty much going to be Black Panther now.
I think it's a misdirection.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that that's what they want us to think.
Oh, okay.
Especially because they keep putting her in the middle of every promo picture.
Yeah.
To make it seem like she's the guy, which is look. I'm here to say right now, I've already stated this. I don't give a fuck who the Black Panther is. If it's not going to be Chadwick's T'Challa, I don't care. But if they wanted us to really know, they would have actually shown us. But the fact that they're doing it like this, trying to make us believe that it's her.
Well, I don't think it's her. I saw screenshots from the trailer, but it didn't like a shot of her in a suit.
It did. But so, it could have been anybody. I mean, look.
It's a female suit.
We saw Hulk running with everybody in Wakanda in the Infinity War trailer.
Yeah.
The nigga wasn't there, okay?
All right.
They can do what they want with these trailers. I'm not trusting the trailer. And like I said, if that is the case, who cares? I want to talk about the 2 hours and 40 minutes. Originally when I heard this, I was like, I had like a knee jerk, like, what the fuck?
But why? Then, like too long?
Yeah. But then I realized... they've got a lot to do in this film.
A lot to do in this movie.
So never mind. Like and then I had your reaction. I was like, it should have been 3 hours, bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait. Unfortunately, family, I'm gonna put y'all on fucking blasts. Yeah, y'all listen to shit anyway. I told these niggas, I told them when the tickets were going on sale. I was like, guys, I'm gonna see the biggest movie of the year, blah blah blah. We gotta get them. 3 o'clock. Okay, I'll see. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to go by myself then.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to.
It's not sold out, is it already?
It sold the fuck out.
Really?
It sold the fuck out. When I say the fuck, like, there's not a seat left. So, I was like, okay, well, what about going to the AMC by my mom's job? Kyle Parker, whatever. 3 o'clock. Okay, well, we'll see. I was like, guys, I'm not doing this. Like, I will literally go by myself. But, I gave it up so we could all go at 8 o'clock.
all that for nothing.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the 8 o'clock. 5 hours late.
Stay on Twitter that day, please.
Oh, I'm not gonna have a phone that day.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can't wait. Black Panther 8 p.m. Thursday.
Harrison Ford is Marvel. He was Marvel's top choice to play General Ross in the new Thunderbolts film. But I was like, hold on, General Ross is already played by an actor. I found out recently this nigga.
He passed away.
William Hurt in March of this year.
We talked about it. We talked about it on the pod. Yeah.
I don't remember that. Rest in peace, William Hurt. why are you laughing?
This nigga might have got fucking amnesia. He's like, wait, we did? Yeah. Wait,
Harrison Ford, I think he'd be a great Thunderbolt Ross in the same breath. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
He's not going to want to do it in a year.
He's not going to
want
to do it.
No.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
do you hear him like talk about Star Wars? He hates Star Wars.
That's my point.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But it'd be these interviews be like, yeah, so Han Solo, like in the last one, like, is it true that he really fell off of Mandalorian? Like, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about the fucking nerd ass shit.
Basically.
It's so funny, bro.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And last bit of news, not last bit of news. Hugh Jackman will play Wolverine once again in Deadpool 3. Ryan Reynolds teased this in a new video, which was on Twitter, went super viral. comes out September 6th.
I win.
September 6th, 2024. Now,
I win.
I've been on the pod vigorously stating I don't
for
want this
years,
to happen.
For years. But as soon as the news dropped, bitch, I told you.
Hey, as soon as I saw that news, bitch. Let's fucking go, bitch. He was back.
Yeah, guys. This nigga Monty. that's him pulling out the claws, guys. Holy shit. Yeah. Holy shit. Can't wait. Opening night. I still have never seen Deadpool 2, so
what?
I don't give a fuck. I mean, like,
are you
gonna
watch
it? Well, yeah, I'm gonna have to now.
Yeah.
But like, who cares about Deadpool? Like, Logan's back, bitch. Like, I love it. Like, all you niggas is talking about something. What he's dead? How? Shut the fuck up, bitch. Hugh Jackman's back.
Well,
and it's bigger than the director of that movie.
Jay Mangold said it takes place before Logan, so that's why he's not dead in the movie.
Whatever. So
these events happen before the events. Logan's like way in the future.
Yeah, sure. It doesn't fucking matter what time period this takes place in.
You're so fucking disrespectful.
I can't wait for Hugh Jackman to finally be in the MCU. I win. I've been calling it for years. I knew it was going to happen. And you know what else is going to happen, right?
What?
Chris Evans.
Oh, no.
Robert Downey Jr. Money. Well, I don't. This is comic books, bro. Like,
yeah.
Okay, you know what? Whatever, guys. When it happens, yeah. We'll be back on the pod.
Let's fucking right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Money. I'm sorry.
No. So my one concern was how skinny this nigga Hugh Jackman is now. Look old and like not old.
I would be just, too after having to beat Wolverine for 30
but
years.
But he did make a tweet saying he's back in the gym.
Of course he is. Yeah.
So yeah, nigga, we need them veins.
Whoa.
We need that quick. We need that hair on that chest.
Whoa.
Yeah, nigga. We need that Wolverine, nigga.
We do, bitch.
That vascularity, bitch.
Okay.
All right. And this is a very surprising to me. Like, to me, this is even more, no, not more surprising, but very surprising. The Armor Wars starring Don Cheadle is being changed from a TV series into a movie. Apparently, Feige read it and said, hey, this is a movie shit. So, I never think Don Cheadle would get his own movie as War Machine.
War Machine, man.
I don't know. Like, I thought, like, they kind of reserved, like, those rights for, like, Iron Man on the silver screen, like, that kind of role. But I'm here for it, man. I think Don Cheadle deserves it. He's such a talented actor. He's paid his dues in the MCU. Let's do it.
I agree. I really don't have anything more to add. I mean, we know what he can do as far as the acting ability goes. And like you said, he's been fucking roadie for, what, 10 years now? So, like, let's get it on, man.
Yeah. And this movie will solidify him as roadie now. Because after all these years, it's been Terrence Howard, man. He the main variant, man.
I'm calling it now. Terrence Howard will reprise his role. He absolutely will, bro. He will.
Bitch, let's fucking do it. No, the end scene is those two roadies various fighting against each other.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm here for that.
I'm the real War Machine, man.
I'm the real one, man. 2008, man.
Tony, man. You don't recognize me, man.
You don't recognize me. You got yourself a dog, brother. Anyway, guys, that wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening to our news pod.
Oh, man.
A lot of stuff we covered
long
today.
Long one today. It was real long.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? I didn't say anything.
All right, man. Thanks, Monty. We're out of here, man.
We're out of here, man.